Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you. And I pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you. So thankful for your consistency, your receptivity, your ability to respond to what is needed in our now moment. And that is our being in a place where we are caring to do that which is truly in our own best interest, to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing that undermines ourselves, and to do everything we possibly can to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are able to stand as a resurrected people, a humanity of people, those who have regained their sanity, their humanity, to understand that duty, obligation, and responsibility in being is living. That is the purpose of life, is to live, to exalt life, to be in the process of soulful evolutionary unfoldment and development as conscious immortals, to have the practical experiences of understanding how to master ourselves, to master our minds, to master our thoughts, to have an understanding and an understanding as to how to create with the laws that govern us, and having a duty, a sense of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be diligent consistently over time in loving the Creator with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, with all of our might, with all of our soul, to consciously care, to honor and glorify the legacy of the lineages that we represent, to be in a place and space where it matters to us from the depths of us, to be in the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beating all of our hearts. It is all there is as existence itself. We are completely immersed in it. So our realization that we are already dwelling in eternity is essential for our having a clarity of duty in knowing that we're here to perfect ourselves as the children of that which you all refer to as God. To be in a place where we are mindful of rightness and righteousness, to understand that in order for there to be a world-conquering rampage that is divisiveness, depopulation, and genocide, we had to be sown in vice so that we are out of alignment with the laws that govern us, to put us in a place where people don't care to be in right alignment with that which beats their heart and breathes them. They would prefer to be out of order. They prefer to be toxic. They prefer to be in a place and space where they are satisfying whatever base appetites and desires that show up as a result of the poison that is flowing through their bloodstream, poison in their mind, putting them in a capacity where they can't think the right thought if their lives depended on it. And your lives do depend upon your coming to a point and place where you care to be right in right alignment with that which is right action, right thought, right being, righteousness. And when you have those who work for government, those who are of the churches and the religions, those who are in the educational, the miseducational systems, those who are in all echelons of society who prefer to be out of alignment so that they can be filled to overflowing with all manners of garbage in their systems in the form of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and quail and ostrich and alligator and crocodile and all of the animals that are eaten all over the world. So we're not just talking about those of us who are on this North American continent. We're talking about people all over the world on every continent. who is supporting the violation of over 20 billion creatures on an annual basis without the mindfulness of understanding that Mother Earth is going to raise up completely against humanity for being murderous on behalf of her creatures. You understand, we didn't create these beings, and those beings that have been hybridized, bred, are still intelligences. Intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine themselves, to know their food, to excrete their waste, to know their kind, and to consciously care to perpetuate themselves. The mating, the companionship, the social structure amongst these ones, these are intelligent creatures. And we should be in a place and space where we are not only exalting the right of them to have their lives, but then we are also exalting the right of all nations and all races and all hues of people to not be poisoned, to not be bombed, to not be undermined, to not be enslaved, to be in a place and space where they're respected. And that the resources that are found under the soils where they are, that they have the opportunity to profit and prosper from bringing those resources forward and allowing us to all participate with the blessedness of being, because we each have something to give to the harmony of the whole of existence itself. Upon the planet and beyond the planet. It matters that we are rightly oriented in our realization, our realizations and our care to understand what destiny is. And to know that because we have not been properly oriented in terms of what the purpose in being upon the planet is, that it is a disconnect with our destiny to be in a place where we have no clue as to what the progression of ourselves is, what the potential, the dynamic of what it is to be human, what it is to be spirits in these vehicles that we call bodies, that are literally the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, to come to a point and place where it matters that we are harmonized with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, and that we are qualifying our lives on a daily basis by what we're reaching for, what we are aspiring towards, what we're caring to create and have vision for, so that we're qualified for continuance in existence upon the planet through our lineages as well as beyond the planet when we leave the planet. And we should be leaving the planet as living beings. And this is destiny. But people have put you in a position where you feel like the only way to leave the planet is through this door called death. And I'm saying that we should not be dying at all. That because we dwell in the realm of eternity, and that intelligence that beats our hearts, breathes us, has designed us, is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we should not be dying, but there is a death that people are dying, there's a death that people are living, there's a death that is a finality that we need to be caring enough to avoid, not to be rushing towards it, but also to be coming to a point and place where we're activating at the cellular level our conscious immortality as the foundation for how we meet our rising destiny, having self-actualized, self-realized in the truth of who and what we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is the intelligence and being that sees through every eye of all beings, and that being itself, existence itself, is absolutely divine. And because we have not been properly oriented to understand, respect, and reverence the sacredness of being, the sacredness of life, And to understand that wherever we are always dwelling in the reality of this absolute and supreme intelligence in a now moment of eternity while we are on the planet. And so we should not be looking towards this thing called death in order to have eternal life. We already have eternal life. We are in a place and space where we are forfeiting our eternal lives and the fullness of the consciousness that allows us to arise and move into it graciously and gracefully after having self-actualized, self-realized, applied ourselves to the laws of existence and love fully, given fully, developed ourselves, honored the truth of being directly, become vehicles and vessels of that absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that gives us leverage over an initiative that is global depopulation, genocide, and divisiveness. And the more we take seriously our duty, obligation, and responsibility to be completely cleared of the violations, the trespasses, the memories, all of the things that were breeding forth in us, the degrees of undeservedness and unworthiness because of the guilt and the shame and the blame and the disdain and the all of that stuff that has come as a part of the residues and the consequences of being socialized to be on the path of adulteration where we were labeled adult. No longer what the Creator intended. For itself is our reality. We have to clear ourselves of that, forgive ourselves, and learn how to be forgiving, to release and let go, to understand that everything and everybody has been under siege, that those who were the slave masters, those who were the entrappers, those who are participating in the sex slave, sexual enslavement and entrapment of babies and girls and boys and whatnot, those who are participating at every level of this violation. You understand that these ones can't possibly feel really good about who they are and what they're doing because they are out of alignment, and that dis-ease is charged on their very blood. Wickedness knows itself as wickedness just as light knows itself as light. And all of the posturing by the wicked, those who are the bastardizers, the usurpers, the rapists, the murderers, the planners and the plotters of the demise of whoever, the killers, you understand that they will mask their insecurity, their fear, all of that that has now become permeated on their tissues as a result of being violated, violators. You understand that it takes a humongous, overwhelming amount of love to counter all of that. And so we just as well would prefer to see people who have been following that path to end that path in death. And those who are and have been happy killing themselves, eating everything, creating all the sickness, illness, and disease, are now going to have to get really intensely intentional about living the rest of their lives, because the fear of death, when you have been happy killing yourself, is going to clinch it for you. And that's why you have to be able to see yourself, envision yourself whole. You have to be able to see yourself harmonious. You have to be able to see and envision, imagine, activate that faculty that you have been given as this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that allows you to be the God of your own world and creating your own world. Recreating your world as a result of creating drama and trauma and sickness and illness and disease and despair and violation and degradation and all of that. And I'm saying we have to walk up, get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, get up out the valley of the shadow of death, being in a place and space where you understand that you are living in such an auspicious time because you have everything that you need accessible to you. with each and every breath, the conscientiousness and the consciousness of loving and caring and being completely immersed in the reality of this absolute and supreme being that has gifted you the gift of life, the gift of self, the gift of realization, revelation, the ability to tap into the infinity of possibilities and to be ever unfolding, ever growing, ever expanding in the realization that you are this point of its own very presence and being completely present as its own presence. But cultivating the virtues of character that are consistent with who and what you are is this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To be radiant and brilliant in its light. To work as light. To live as light. To celebrate and rejoice in the light. And to know that there is so much more order in existence than there is detriment upon the planet. Because there is nowhere in existence where it is just completely evil. The evil exists as a result of the distortion that is charged upon the blood of the people, the defilement of the temples of the people, so that their thoughts are undermining them. Because their thought is to undermine others. And not being aware and consciously seeking to be held in absolute truth, to experience the levity, the leverage, the upliftment, the enlightenment of being a vehicle and vessel of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to focus supremely intelligently in any and every situation and circumstance where you do nothing to undermine yourself. You are exalting wholeness at all times. You will not allow yourself to be pulled off point and center and go off on tangents and be so angry that you create devastation for other ones and car accidents and plane accidents and all of the things that you have been trusted to do in facilitating the harmony of the whole. Each of us has that responsibility. But when we do not teach this, we don't know this, we're not consciously seeking. See, we were told to seek. We were told to ask. We were told to knock. We were told to love, to honor, to respect. And being obedient unto that which is light, being obedient unto that which brings harmony, being obedient unto the will and the way and the laws of that which beats our hearts and breathes us is where wisdom begins. But ignoring it and acting as if you have no responsibility towards obedience because you are grown, because you are an adult, so you can do it whatever you want to do, regardless of who it affects and how it impacts the environment, the ecological balance of creation, you understand that this is enough to have you destroyed here because the law is that exacting. And where we are continuously and consistently exalting our right to be wrong, consistently and continuously doing that which undermines ourselves, consistently and continuously being in a place where we are more concerned with what we do and what we have than the substance and the quality of our own personal presence and the responsibility of being present and dutifully, responsibly, integritously, ethically, morally, consistently, caringly and consciously and conscientiously. See, this is how we are able to have leverage over a system that has already proven itself to be a detriment unto itself, because it's a detriment to everything and everybody, so it soon shall cease to exist. And if that soon is 100 years, that's still soon, as time passes quickly upon the planet, as the planet is spinning. All of the revolutions that we make around the sun constituting the movement of time, but we are always still held in a now moment of eternity. So however long it takes, know that there is no victory and there is no triumph in defilement in adulteration, in the creation, the legislation or the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, and violation, and molestation, and rape, and abuse, and incarceration. You cannot really qualify for continuance in existence when you don't have any commitment to the laws that govern existence. You cannot be qualified for continuance in existence when you don't care to love and to honor yourself, and to know that yourself is a part of all selves, and that there is oneness in being. And this is what the governments and the military, this is what everybody's missing. And I'm saying we can't afford to miss the truth, because we will miss ourselves. And after 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of violation, you come to a point where you have not done the inner work of qualifying yourselves for conscious immortality, because you were believing in wrong. You were believing in lies. You weren't founding and grounding yourself in truth. And so it matters what you're reaching for. It matters what you're thinking. It matters what you do consistently over time. And as a result of being hoodwinked and bamboozled by a system under capitalism that feels entitled to poison you, to psychologically and behaviorally modify you so that you are no longer in a place and space where you have sense enough to exalt a full life's urge, that you feel entitled to do stuff that undermines your cellular functioning. Have you in a place where you're complicit and complacent with your own oppression, suppression, depression, being pressed upon, stressed, and all of that creates dis-ease, imbalance, because your body temple, every fiber of your being, is intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge. And they'll tell you, oh, well, the mind is willing, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is not weak. The flesh is absolutely divine. It functions perfectly. The weakness is the weakness of your spirit as a result of indulging yourselves in the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of dough and flour and stuff that becomes paste in your system. You understand? No longer allowing you to be in a place where you are able to charge every fiber of your being with the intensity of your intention and the vision of your imagination to create a greater circumstance and situation for yourself and your families, to understand that we have the capacity to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our greater good, but we cannot work from the outside in. We have to work from the inside out. We have to do the cellular clearing, cleansing, purification, and renewal in order to reverse the cancers, the heart disease, the diabetes, the high blood pressure, the lupus, and all of these other things that these people are pushing drugs and pushing chemicals and pushing pharmaceuticals to teach you and treat you to a point and place where they make you think that there's nothing that you can do to make a difference, that you have to be in this place until you die. You have to take this until you die for the rest of your life. As if you're creator, the God of existence itself, life itself, is not what it is. And it is what it is. And it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Life is always regenerating itself. The intelligence of existence is intelligent enough to always exalt a full life's urge. It is always expanding. It is always recreating itself. It is always triumphing over all of the stupidity and all of the illness and all of the wickedness. We have to align ourselves with the whole of existence itself in knowing that it is greater than the part. The sum of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. The wholeness we have to be oriented towards, knowing that this is how we get leverage over the fragmentation, over the apartmentalization, over the separation, the divisiveness. They got you committed to jobs and committed to money and committed to all of these things, but are you committed to being? Are you committed to life? Are you committed to the order of existence? It matters. Because as men, the progenitor of lineages, and you have children, and you've not made commitment to make sure that you are present with your children. You have wives, but you've not made commitments to be a good husband. Then you don't get the benefit if you didn't make those commitments, because the commitment is the thing that opens the door for you. The commitments are the things that open the way for you. The commitments are the things that keep you going, that open and make sure that you're all right, because you are the God or the goddess that dwells in that temple. What you say goes, and what your commitments are, then the energy and your life force flows in that direction. If you're committed to dissipating your life force and having as much sex as you possibly can, then that will kill you. If you're committed to paper, having as much money and all of that, and I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with having resources and using those resources wisely, but you cannot desecrate and defile yourself. You cannot ignore the lineages that you represent. You cannot defile your children and then think that your money is the substance of your wealth. It is not, and it can never be. And in the truth of it, you will never have anything greater than who and what you are, but naked. And there is no wealth that we can get in the world that is greater than the wealth of ourselves. And so in order to have leverage, in order to be victorious and triumph over the planning and the plotting of divisiveness and depopulation and genocide that is in full effect, and all of the sickness, illness, and disease, and all of the degradation and the rape and the violation, and all of this is the evidence of it. Because this would not be showing up if there was no intention towards it. We're in a now moment where we can do what previous generations did not know to do. We are in a now moment where we have the opportunity to truly stand on behalf of light. We have the opportunity to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected on behalf of the whole of existence, the establishment of the eternal order, absolute and eternal law, and the eternal government. And there is no greater success that you can have here than being in the integrity of your own authenticity as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence. You're attuned to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
To make it to the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time. I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration. So that we are able to apply ourselves to declare our rights to live are hanging in the balance as a result of not caring to be rightly aligned with the laws that govern us. And for all of the ones who have suffered and are suffering from such pain and such anguish and such despair and depression and all of the agony and anguish and aches of not feeling well and having the fear and trepidation of feeling as though you may die at any given point in time because you don't feel good, you are sick, and you are on all these pharmaceuticals and these medications, and nothing is working to make you better, then you have to get to a point and place where you understand what you're doing to facilitate it, and now you have to be willing to reach for life, to be completely bathed in life. Because it is as a result of our feeling entitled to have a taste for death and have a taste for violation and have a taste for lawlessness and have a taste for ignorance and have a taste for killing ourselves that has us in a place and space where we are not well and we are not happy and we are not appreciative and thankful and gracious in our being. These points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and we should be graciously functioning as absolute and supreme intelligence, exalting a full life spirit, doing nothing to undermine ourselves. And the fact that we have so much available to us that undermines ourselves is the evidence that we are in a serious predicament, because those that you depend upon for support in terms of government, those who you depend upon in terms of support in helping to cultivate you and your mind and your capacity for how it is you are able to participate in society, to generate income, to be able to support families and interests and whatnot, that these ones are signing off on the right for us to be in a place where we are undermining ourselves and our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren, and being in a place where we are out of alignment with the light of the truth of the ones that we have come through. And so, yes, I'm the one who really cares that we are living honorably, that we're living with the intent to be living, and not with the carelessness to be dying and killing and bastardizing and usurping and raping and murdering and doing all of these things that creates tragic dates with fate and risk the opportunity for us to be qualified for continuance and existence as conscious immortals, because we are not doing the work ensure that you're lawless, ensure that you are, have been steeped in vice, and that you're loving being in vice, out of alignment with the law, lawless, ignorant, unresponsive, uncaring, filled with fear, trepidation, inhibition, which is the consequence of being cellularly oppressed, of having the tools of Satan, Lucifer, the devil permeating and penetrating every atom and every cell of your being through the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of animal products that the animal was slaughtered, and its life force, and its anguish, and its angst, and its frustration, and its pain was permeating every cell of its being, and now you're feeding off of all of that, and not realizing that your blood is tainted with the violation, and that it's very difficult to feel good, and it's very difficult to be happy, and it's very difficult to be optimistic, and it's very difficult to be faith-filled when you are under the weight of violation that is charged on your blood where your spirit is dwelling. And so I'm advocating and I'm consciously encouraging you to care, to be cleansed, to be purified, so that you are renewed and rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, reglorified, and resurrected, that you are a glory into the legacy of the lineages that you represent, that it matters to you, that you're exalting a full life's urge, that you are happy to be the one that you are, and you are realizing the uniqueness of the truth of your own being and your gifts, and that which you have inherited through your heritage, through your lineages, and you are consciously activating and invoking the greatness of the ones that you are as a result of your doing, your clearing, your cleansing, your purification, your forgiveness, your releasing, your letting go, being in that mindfulness of taking on the virtues of character that are consistent with who you are at this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that you would prefer to be godly than to be acting and behaving like a son of Satan. You understand that you would prefer to be in a place and space where you are able to be disciplined as opposed to being in a point and place where you are thus and your desires rule you and you are not in your right alignment. You are not in your right mind and you feel entitled to be wrong and you are always doing things that create more chaos and disorder. You would prefer to be in order. You would prefer to live a clean life. You would prefer to have a heart that is so grateful and so filled with thanksgiving for the blessedness of being than to be angry and frustrated and mad and feeling like you are helpless and hopeless. And that the only thing that you can do for relief is to drink yourself to death, or eat yourself to death, or screw yourself to death, or put yourself in a position where you are glib about dying because you do not have the heart to change course. I want to encourage you to realize that whatever you've done, every fiber of your being is receptive to the greater life's urge, because the spirit that dwells in that body is literally greater than anything that man can create. But you have to care to exalt the truth of yourself. You have to care to want to be in alignment with the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that in the midst of this madness and the degradation and the starvation and all of that that is going on, the impoverishment of love and spirit and care and integrity socializing and always having to have a drink and always having to go and eat and always having to be over here and proving yourself worthy and deserving by taking on the habits of other ones because these ones are where you think you might like to be in terms of the corporate structure, management, positioning, fame, fortune, whatever. I'm just saying we're in a place and space where we are all here on divine mission, whether we realize it or not, and to realize the truth of who we are, and to actualize the light of the truth of who we are, and to really be perfecting ourselves in our extreme love and discipline for being loving and kind and courteous and obedient. Strengthening and supporting the greater good and the greatness and the goodness that is life itself. And those who are the manufacturers and the distributors of the alcohol and the tobacco and all of the other things that they have on shelves and in wraps and all of this that has been put forward to appeal to our senses of caring to have fun and our senses of flavor and taste and desire that we cannot be duped into giving so much attention and so much commitment to that which has no substance and it has no value and it has no real purpose. It has no beneficial effect for you. And to come to a point of place where we will no longer spend money in that way that we will now begin to invest in ourselves. We will consciously accept the reality that we are being called to rise upon the planet because it is necessary that we're able to participate in life from the perspective of intelligence and not capitalism. From the orientation of divinity and not wickedness. From a conscious consideration of right alignment with all that is right as life itself. And to know that as man, the progenitor of lineages, and as wound, man, the perpetuator of lineages, that that's what we're here to do, and whether we have children or not, we were never authorized by the intelligence of existence, or the will of existence, or the creator of all, or the absolute supreme being, or Yah, or Jah, or Allah, or whatever else, and whatever other name we might refer to God as, but we are not under its instruction to be the perpetual so we are not able to really love anything or anybody. But a disregard and a disrespect and a disdain for life, for living, for creatures, for beings, for nations, for races. Because it is all divinity, it is all God. We were told to love it with our whole body, heart, with all of our mind. And it really has nothing to do with religion. It has everything to do with existence. The man did not create existence, though. Men have created religions. So the religions are not in the sensitive. Coming into the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, the desire to be harmonious with the all that is, the desire to be cleared and cleansed and purified, the desire to step off the path of adulteration, the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death, the desire to be filled to overflowing with love, light, wisdom, and truth, the desire to be in a place and space where everything that you do is a reflection of your love and your care and your gracious appreciation, thanksgiving, and gratitude for the blessedness in being. The desire to be whole. To be full. In your inner standing, your understanding, your overstanding, and your resolute standing with the absolute and supreme intelligence that is the essence of all. This is the way of our liberation and our salvation. This is the way of our harmonization. This is the way.